Dracky Dracky Bam Bam live at the T Pavilion. We're saying goodbye to Double O Ozzy tonight, and I'm joined by a very special guest. And I know I'm all fanboy today, and I've been talking about him for a while, but it's kind of like a welcome home show. My good friend and the great guitarist from Stone Sour, everybody in Philadelphia, South Jersey, and the Delaware Valley is so proud of you. Christian Tooch Martucci is here.
How you doing, everyone?
Congratulations, man, on the gig and opening up for Ozzy. I'm more excited than you are.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, man.
Thanks so much for stopping by, and you just blew everybody away. How did it feel up there?
It felt great, man. I mean, it's always different when you look out in the audience and see people that you went to school with, and it's crazy, you know. It's weird, you know.
And you guys just joined this Ozzy tour. How many dates are you in so far? About 3, 4, 5?
Maybe 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
We follow you on social media, and I love the Flying V guitars.
That's cool, huh?
I just saw 2 of them with Judas Priest. I'm seeing another one tonight, and they're made by Dean?
Yeah, they're made in the Dean Custom Shop, and they're great guitars, man. The white one especially is really cool, you know?
You got into town last night, I believe?
The night before last, but okay. Yeah, really yesterday morning.
You spent some time with your family, your sister, and who's here tonight?
Let's see, a bunch of old friends, my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece, my cousins.
You know, it's so tough, you know, because people are like, hey, did you talk to Tooch? I'm like, you don't understand. He's super, super busy. This is a welcome home show. Everybody's like, oh, your phone probably blows up, right?
Well, and that's the thing. That's why instead I took the day off yesterday, and I just kind of hopped in an Uber, you know, and I went to go see my family and actually spend some time with them, because it's impossible out here, man, you know? I mean, our day pretty much, it doesn't end until we go to bed, you know?
We want to thank you so much for giving us our little caller ID sounders that give away tickets. All our winners are here tonight, and they're all like tweeting you, welcome home, Tooch, and it's such a great feeling, man.
I always got time for you guys, man. Anything you need.
Local boy.
How about that, huh?
So I saw a tweet, too. You were back in Jersey. You're like, first thing, a pizza. You're walking on South Street.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, that's the way it is here, you know? I'm not trying to start a war or anything, but all these people were like yelling at me that like New York pizza and this, that, and the other. And you know what? It's great. New York pizza is great, but you know, a lot of those guys moved out of New York and they're in Jersey now.
Yeah.
And they're making pizzas. That's what they do.
And there's another connection in the band we spoke with before. Your drummer Roy is also kind of sort of from the area.
Yeah, man.
He's from Whitehall, PA, is it? Originally?
No, he's originally from Forest Hills, Queens.
Oh, okay.
And he lived in Lehigh Valley for a while back when he was younger, in the 80s, I think, even, you know.
I went to see the Eagles a couple weeks ago, and I called you. I'm like, Christian, you and Corey, acoustic version Eagles, we spoke about your influences and Corey's influences and how cool he is. I mean, it goes from the Eagles to, like, Rat to Kix to Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's an amazing being in Stone Sour, and I saw the Eagles, and I was thinking about you, and that's up on YouTube, that version you did of what song from the Eagles, you and Corey?
We did Take It Easy.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That was fun, man.
We spoke about Rock on the Range when Chris Cornell passed away, and we spoke about you being in the studio, not with Stone Sour, but when Motley Crue was also recording and you were peeking through the door and you actually spoke to Chris Cornell.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I used to pass him all the time in the hallway and stuff at the studio. He's super friendly guy, you know. I mean, yeah, that was a pretty crazy moment.
What's it like working with Corey? I mean, he seems like the coolest guy, like I said, and you told me, you're like, every band I've been in, I couldn't really show my influences, like, yo, you got to be metal, you got to be old. Corey's just all over. He loves, like, Steel Panther. As a matter of fact, they're in your video.
And that's the thing. I think that's why it works as well as it does. I mean, we were friends for a long time before I started playing in the band or anything like that. So it was a pretty natural progression. And, you know, it's crazy. This December will be 5 years.
Really?
Stone's
time's out. Flying.
Yeah. I know, man. It's going by too quick, you know?
So Hydrograd just released as a deluxe edition.
I think it's cool. I really like the acoustic songs on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, people were saying, well, why didn't you put it all out at once or whatever? It's like, well, you kind of can't. You know, it's like the album already had 15 songs on it.
Yeah.
That stuff needs to be mixed. You know, we had a we had a deadline. We released the songs that we put out as the album. We saved the other stuff when the time opened up and there was time to go in and mix it and all of that stuff. We were like, well, let's put it out, you know?
Corey's just super cool. Hey, and by the way, thanks for the shout out on the stage. I was like, oh my God, Corey's like, there's Jackie F and Bam Bam.
Yeah.
So thanks for that. And speaking of, Corey's mentioned in the press, and by the way, we send prayers and condolences out. His grandmother passed away a day or two. I heard it's going to be so hard going up on stage and continue touring.
It is. He's a trooper, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he really loves what he does, and that's an unfortunate thing. That's the thing about being out here a lot is, like, you know.
For you, too. You have family at home.
Yeah, it's nothing worth complaining about or anything right. So much, but you don't go home at the end of your day. You know,
it's
a communal living thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you just have to learn to deal with it. You're not always there when something happens. Or, I mean, I've had instances where people have gotten sick and stuff like that. I'm like, you know, man, I'm in Spain right now.
The show,
you know,
must
like,
go what, on. As they
yeah,
say.
So you just wait until there's a break and you know, either fly out or do whatever you have to do to take care of things the best you can.
One more quick question and we'll let you go, because all your friends, there's your Lenape High School friends. I told everybody you and me dropped out.
I didn't last very long in there. I'm sorry.
We went to the University of Rock and Roll, right?
Yeah, I'd like to claim the school, but I don't think they'd be too happy to claim me.
You know? 2019, I hear you're already coming up with ideas for a brand new Stone Sour record?
We're going to be taking it slow. I do have something really cool coming up next year that I can't really talk about yet, but everybody will find out about it on Monday. Yeah, you know, he's going to do the same thing that's been happening for almost 20 years. You know, he's going to go do Slipknot. And
yeah, we heard that too.
While he's doing that, we'll convene when we can, and we'll write songs and all of that kind of stuff. I actually think that break is really a great thing for both bands.
It's great.
We're not rushing out like crappy fast food records just for the sake of going out on tour or whatever. It's like, we don't have to rush anything. It's like, got all this time to write songs and fun.
The guy's waving a laminate to you over there. Christian Martucci from Stone Sour. It's like a family reunion tonight, live back on tour with Ozzy. Welcome home, Christian, and thanks so much for joining us here at 93.3 WMMR.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks everybody in the crowd, too. You guys are great tonight.
Jackie Bam Bam, we're live with 00. I almost got hit with a bucket of water. I'm lying to you. Live from Ozzy at the T Pavilion. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Christian Martucci from Stone Sour, and if you're wondering why I dye my hair black, it's because the first guy I saw do it was Jackie Bam Bam on 93.3 WMMR. Crank it up, vampires.